Unit 2. Creating a multi-level description. Section 1. Adding lower level information to a collection level description. In Unit 1, we looked at how to create collection level descriptions using the EAD editor. In Unit 2, we will be looking at how to create lower level descriptions. Using the EAD editor, you can add descriptions for series, subseries, file, all the way down to item level descriptions. Lower level descriptions can be very useful to an online audience. They provide a more detailed description of what the collection contains and help researchers to decide whether they will need to visit the collection and how much time to allow. They can also encourage discoverability of your collections, as they allow for more specific keyword searching, index terms, and access points. Adding a component. From the main EAD editor screen, choose the description you want to edit by clicking in the radio button next to its name and then select Edit File. This will open the editing interface for your description. Look at the very top of the right-hand pane, above Collection Level Description. You will see an Add Component button. Lower-level descriptions are called components. Click this button to add your first component. There are a number of things to note. You will see that the right-hand pane has changed. It now says Component Level Description at the top of the screen, and the input boxes are once again blank. You will also see that the reference code has been filled in for you. It is the collection reference code plus a /1 on the end to indicate that this is the first component. If your repository uses different reference conventions, such as /a instead of /1, you can alter this. If you scroll down, you will see that only two of the boxes are outlined in red: title and dates of creation. This is because these, along with reference code, are the only mandatory fields for component descriptions. However, we strongly recommend filling in the level of description, and we encourage you to complete as many fields as you think appropriate. Finally, if you look in the left-hand pane, you will see that this pane now holds the beginning of a navigation tree. The name of the collection is displayed in bold, and below this is the reference code for the new component. This is highlighted in yellow, because it is the section you are currently editing, and the text is red, because the mandatory fields for this component have not yet been completed. Fill in the component level fields in exactly the same way you filled in the collection level fields. You may only wish to enter brief details, maybe just the title, dates, and a short scope and content. Or you may wish to add further information that refers to this particular component, such as its language and access conditions. It is entirely up to you how much detail you provide here, over and above filling in the mandatory fields. Once you've filled in your fields, save the description and preview it online by clicking on the Online Version button in the left-hand side options. You will see that the tree structure from the left-hand pane is also showing in the left-hand pane of the online display. This will form the basis of navigating the collection online. Press your browser's back button to return to the editor. If you have clicked on your tree structure, you may need to press back 2 or 3 times to return to the editing screen. Adding another first level component. What you have added is a first level component, which descends directly from the collection level description. To add another component, for instance a second series, click on the title of your collection in the left hand pane. This will become highlighted, and you will see the collection level information you entered earlier in the boxes. Click on Add Component, and you will see that your tree structure now has two branches, slash 1 and slash 2. Both of these descend directly from the collection level description. Adding a second level component. For this example, we'll assume that you only have two series and that you've filled in all the information you need for those. Now you want to move on to the second level components, for example, subseries or item. In the left-hand pane, click on the title of your first component. This will become highlighted. Now click Add Component to create a nested component. That is, a component that descends directly from your first level component. This will be given the reference suffix slash 1 slash 1. And in the tree structure, it will descend from the slash 1 component. You can continue to add nested components up to a maximum of 12. That is, you can have 12 levels of slash 1, slash 1, slash 1, etc. You can have as many components as you like within a description. Remember, where a component is added depends on where you are in the tree structure. Ensure that the highlighting is on the parent of the component you wish to add before clicking Add Component. End of Unit 2, Section 1.